Okay.
Why do you have to always spend all the short stuff, they don't get it done in?
The other day when we talked about male and female, and they say some people put the hat.
House Rules Committee will come to order at 8:34. In attendance is Representative Fuller, Representative Martin, Representative Gusendorf, and myself, Representative Miller. We have two items of business today. The first one is House Bill 395, an act relating to homestead lottery. The prime sponsor is chairing resources right now. So basically what the bill does, it adds a section regarding to homestead lottery entries, and it says that you must be present at the area where the lottery is to be held. And then there's a couple of subsections for reasons that you can be absent. Medical reasons, attendance at school, or military service outside the state. And then a second section was added, are mandatory unavoidable employment commitment determined valid by the commissioner before the sale. And this would cover somebody like a ferry worker or somebody that...
Yeah.
The prime sponsor is here. I can give him...
You ready for a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move out committee substitute for House Bill 395, rules amended.
Okay.
Ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted that. We didn't formally bring it in front of us folks.
Okay.
Well, that's right. We
need to adopt this.
I take that back and move that we accept committee substitute for House Bill 395, rules amended.
Is there objection? Hearing none, let's adopt it.
I move the bill as amended. Yes. Ask for unanimous consent.
Just one discussion, Mr. Chairman. One of the cases in Juneau that happened is that the individual was well on their way, and there was about three or four, I guess 2 years ago in the papers, how many people missed it. Mm-hmm. It ended up being a big snowstorm that morning. And some of the people, purely because of the active nature, were tied up, snowbound, and stuff like that. They lived in the city and lived in Douglas. I remember that case. Sometimes they're done avoidable for things. I can understand employment very well. People don't want to have to leave their jobs.
Are you proposing another amendment?
Well, yeah, and I realize that there's always things. I mean, there's things that happened during the elections last time where people who claimed that they didn't get a chance to vote, whatever. But the thing is, I know that I made special arrangements one time to go to Petersburg for a lottery, and I took 2 days off work and drove to Fairbanks and got a plane and flew down and got to Petersburg. And I was there, but my name wasn't drawn. But anyway, I went down, and so I mean, there's a possibility I could have been weathered out or whatever.
I didn't object, just
okay.
Oh, I would remove my objection.
Yeah, I'd like to state for the record that Representative Pinalberry is also in attendance. Hearing no further objections, House Bill 395 is moved out of committee with individual recommendations. Okay, next we have on the calendar House Bill 237 is beginning to seem like an old friend. An act relating to pension reform and providing for an effective date. Okay. Virginia, would you like to testify to it? Why don't you just have a seat right there and just state your name and who you work for, please.
I'm Virginia Regal. I'm here from the Attorney General's office. I'm here because I assisted the Women's Commission in drafting this bill. This bill came before you a couple times last week. It had been somewhat redrafted from the way we had originally drafted it. I had some problems that I expressed to the committee at that time about whether all the concepts were picked up in the bill again by the redraft, and we have since worked out all those problems. I think the bill accomplishes what the Women's Commission originally wanted, and it also is substantially better than it started out being. I believe that Betty Ramage is here today to testify as to any substantive matters you'd like to hear about. And Teresa Kramer is also here to discuss any technical matters concerning the bill.
Okay. Is any discussion?
Chairman, specifically, what are the changes since the last time we looked at the bill?
There were a number of provisions in the original draft of the bill that indicated that a spouse who was entitled to benefits under what's called qualified domestic relations, or what is a divorce decree or a divorce judgment that meets certain specifications, would be entitled to survivor rights or a portion of the retirement benefits to the extent provided in that order. Currently, that principle is recognized in Alaska law, but there are provisions in the Act, the various retirement acts, that indicate that retirement benefits are not assignable under any circumstances, voluntarily or involuntarily. So it's very difficult to accomplish a division of retirement benefits. The redraft didn't indicate that a current spouse's rights could be abrogated to the extent provided in a qualified domestic relations order in several of the sections. And there were several sections of that nature, that kind of differences between the original draft and the first committee substitute drafted that we requested legislative affairs to try to build concepts back in, concepts like that particular concept.
Further discussions?
Entertain a motion to move the bill out with individual recommendations. So moved.
Certainly will. Is there objections? Hearing none. House Bill 237 rules is moved out with individual recommendations. Meeting is adjourned at 8:01.
Is the committee reports?
Well, it's a change, it's like change.
Yeah.